Here is a number that should stop you cold. Researchers analyzed 94 independent studies, more than 8,000 participants, and found that a specific type of planning produced a medium to large positive effect on goal attainment, with an effect size of 0.65. That is not a marginal improvement. That is a structural advantage. And the planning technique was not about working longer hours or pushing harder. It was about deciding, in advance, exactly what you would do and exactly when you would do it. The research calls these implementation intentions. Brian, the phrase "I'm all in" gets thrown around constantly in leadership circles. But most people who say it are still running on goal intentions, vague declarations of desire, rather than the disciplined, cue-linked behavior plans that actually drive results. Now, here is where the distinction gets sharp. A goal intention says, "I want to grow my chapter." That sounds committed. It feels committed. But it is not a plan. It is a wish. An implementation intention says, "If it is 9 a.m. on Tuesday, I will invite one prospective member to a conversation." Notice the structure. If this situation occurs, then I take this specific action. That if-then architecture is not a motivational trick. It is a mechanism. It delegates part of your action control to a recognized situational cue, so when that cue appears, the response fires automatically. You are not relying on willpower in the moment. You decided once. That single decision replaces dozens of daily micro-decisions about whether, when, and how to act. Think of it like a preset route on a navigation app. You do not renegotiate the turn every time you approach an intersection. Half measures, Brian, are not just ineffective. They are actively corrosive in a membership-based community, like a coffee news chapter. Here is why. When a leader is halfway committed, showing up inconsistently, inviting guests only when it feels convenient, following up only when reminded, the chapter reads that signal. Members mirror the leader's level of investment. The research on implementation intentions identifies this failure mode precisely. A vague commitment produces weaker cue response links, which means the intended behavior is less accessible when the moment actually arrives. That is the diffusion of responsibility playing out in real time. Nobody feels fully accountable because the leader's own commitment is ambiguous. The key idea is this: half-measure leadership does not just slow growth, it gives every member permission to also do half the work. The takeaway from the research is equally important on the other side of the equation. Being all in does not mean attempting every possible activity at once. That path leads somewhere the World Health Organization has formally named burnout. The WHO describes it as a syndrome from chronic workplace stress that has not been successfully managed, characterized by exhaustion, cynicism, and reduced professional efficacy. That is not commitment. That is collapse. A disciplined all-in approach means committing to selected behaviors and priorities, not everything simultaneously. For example, in a 12-week execution cycle, your all-in commitment might be 3 non-negotiable weekly behaviors, 1 structured guest invitation, 1 member conversation, 1 weekly review of your lead indicators. The research also supports building in advance responses to predictable friction. What do you do when a prospect does not respond? Decide now. What happens when a meeting gets missed? Decide now. Pre-deciding your response to obstacles is not pessimism, it is execution architecture. Remember this: saying "I'm all in" is a declaration. Executing all in is a design. The fundamental difference between the two is specificity. Decisive commitment is not about working harder. It is about the strategic elimination of alternative options, the vague fallbacks, the half-hearted routines, the "I'll get to it" habits, so that execution becomes the only path forward. The immediate action framework the research supports is 4 steps. Choose one goal. Name one observable behavior that serves it. Attach that behavior to an if-then cue. Then review, weekly, whether the behavior occurred. Brian, that is your all-in architecture. Not a motivational poster, not a longer to-do list. A defined cue, a defined response, and a weekly reckoning with the truth of whether you showed up. That is what no half measures actually looks like in practice.